communications.
Item 975, a request of David Mason to address council regarding police reform and use of force.
Come on up. Good morning.
Hello, my name is David Mason. I won't take up too much of your guys' time today, but just wanted to briefly discuss some things from last month after the August 4th event in Portland and things that happened on that day, and some thoughts from the community and your constituents regarding police actions that were taken and the response in the aftermath of that from various Portland police representatives.
Sir, put your name in the record if you want.
Oh, sorry, David Mason. On August 4th, there was a rally by Patriot Prayer, Joey Gibson, and the Proud Boys. If you're not familiar with them, you can look them up. There's tons of information all over it. But they are known for being agitators and doxing people and sending out threats and have been known to drive around Portland, jump out of their cars, beat people up for various reasons that I won't state because they're fairly offensive and inappropriate, but based on people's sexuality or appeared sexuality, etc., color of their skin. So a number of people from Portland of all sorts of walks of life, all sorts of ages, showed up to say that we didn't want people coming down from Washington to share hate speech and potentially attack people, which they ended up doing that day. And in that, the response by Portland police was heavily focused at the counter-protesters, and a number of people were seriously injured and ended up in the hospital and could have died from the injuries they sustained. As a community, there's a number of us who would hope for some police reform in the aftermath of this, and that includes looking at the non-lethal weapons that are used in crowd control, as the ones that are currently used are extremely dangerous, and there are better options to use them, but our preference would be that the local police would be demilitarized. There's no need for police forces to have, you know, military weapons when responding to unarmed civilians, even when there's a lot of them. We would hope that there could be some discussion about local policing, meaning that police live in the cities they work in. And third-party accountability for use of force in the city, so citizens can be aware of use of force when it happens and have a part of the discussion involving that. We would hope to be able to meet with the mayor and council to discuss these kind of things, and also look into a review of the crowd control tactics used and riot response, et cetera. Last thing I just want to say, the chief of police going on Lars Larson in the aftermath of all of this and the things that were said on Lars Larson about it, comparing it to a schoolyard fight, basically, and saying that the police showed up to fight counter-protesters, and when we got our butts whipped, we just went home and cried about it. I find that to be extremely distressing and unprofessional and unbecoming of an officer of the law who is supposed to be here to protect and serve.
Thank you. And if I could just take a moment to respond to some of the comments you
Absolutely.
Made, because you raised a number of, I think, important points. First of all, the question about third-party accountability. I just want to let you know one of the reasons you don't hear me talking much about this is because there's not one but two separate investigations that are being conducted on the August 4th issue in particular and the use of force in particular. One of the investigations is being conducted by the Independent Police Review Commission, and that is actually an entity separate from this body here. Technically, it reports to the independent auditor, but it really has its own staff and its own focus, and they're able to conduct their own independent investigation, and it's separate from the police bureau. There is also an internal police bureau review to determine whether or not policies were followed or not followed. And you made the good point about public discussion of crowd control tactics. In fact, there are directives that the police bureau is required to adhere to. Those are the policies by which police officers are judged.
I have them,
and
yes.
Periodic, well, and many people don't, so it's, I think, absolutely, just good, absolutely, to put it into the record so people know this, and they'll know they do have a say. Those directives periodically go out for public review, and people are encouraged to comment on those, and there's a number of organizations locally that review them, the ACLU, Copwatch, and others, and individuals are also encouraged to review those directives as they come out. And they come out on a regular basis, not only for crowd control, but use of force and other types of issues as well. So I thank you for being here, and I'm sorry to glom onto your comments to make those comments, but I think it's just helpful for the public to know that there are ways that those issues are being addressed.
Okay.
And I really appreciate your coming in.
Yeah, and I did put in a request the Wednesday after August 4th to get a meeting with you at some point. I haven't heard anything back, but I would love to have a meeting to maybe discuss some of those things further and try, because I know a lot of people would like to be involved in that kind of thing, just aren't sure how to.
Sure. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. There's a little awkwardness with regard to specific investigations.
Right,
but
of
in
course.
General sense, sure, certainly I'm happy to, and Michelle over there behind Carla can help you do that.
Great.
Good. Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Next.